This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. We talked yesterday about the judge who ruled that State Fish and Wildlife has the legal right to remove predatory wolves when it sees fit. And while Judge John Skinder made no bones about the fact that he has passionate feelings about wolves, the law allows it. Washington Farm Bureau's Tom Davis wonders if the judge can put aside his personal feelings. Why can't Governor Jay Inslee?
The governor weighed in at the end of September with a letter to the department asking them basically to go back and revisit how they're managing wolves because he doesn't like the fact that they're actually removing wolves. And the rhetoric of his letter to us was very concerning in that he basically was parroting the Center for Biological Diversity's position and in a sense weaponizing the wolf issue in Washington.
That, Davis says, is not the governor's job.
To make that issue, wildlife management, so political, and in a sense, he's representing the interests of this out-of-state radical environmental group rather than the residents of Washington, especially the ranchers up there in northeast Washington. I think it was a huge mistake on his part, and you know, I've been around here a long time, and I don't ever remember a governor of Washington doing what he has just done.
Davis says he's thankful for Fish and Wildlife Executive Director Kelly Suswind and his commissioners for being the adults in the room who are continuing to manage wolves to recovery while protecting ranchers at the same time.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.